Businesses in Barbados are faced with a big dilemma. Employers are saying their cash flow situation cannot support keeping some people employed. The workers have a choice, they say: take early vacation or be laid off. To that, the Attorney General of Barbados has already said,
"As Attorney General, I will be the first person to say that the Holidays with Pay Act stipulates that you cannot compel a person to take holiday unless you give them 14 days notice. So anybody who compels an employee to take holiday because their business is closed, they could not have given them the 14 days notice because the Prime Minister only announced the curfew on Thursday. So it is a breach of the law."
Head of the Private Sector Association of Barbados, Ed Clark, tells us this morning that many businesses cannot carry this load.
The issue in Barbados at this time is that many of the businesses in Barbados are simply cash short, and without revenue coming in, there's very little cash flow to continue paying employees over a period of time, 2 weeks or more. And this extends across many businesses in Barbados, some large, some small, but many of the smaller businesses more so. So what has happened over the last 2 years, as you know, David, business has been severely impacted over the last 2 years in Barbados, and there were no basically on the way trying to get out of the hole that we've been in for many years. So many of the folks have said that we just cannot continue to pay employees if there's no revenue coming in. We just don't have the cash flow to support such a cause at this time.
We reached out to Labour Minister Colin Jordan, who said to us in a WhatsApp message that we are in extraordinary times, we are in a tough situation, we have no idea how long this is going to last. He repeated the appeal to employers and workers to look for a compromise to, as he put it, ease the situation for everyone. Minister Jordan also told us the law speaks to notice before sending staff on vacation. We believe that some workers will want to accept paid vacation even with a shorter notification period. The alternative, he said, might be layoff and waiting for the NIS to make the payment. He went on to say that there's nothing stopping a worker from accepting the vacation pay even though 14 days notice wasn't given. In such circumstances, though, we asked the minister why not suspend the relevant labor law in the emergency period. He has not responded to that. But Ed Clark of the Private Sector Association has.
The Employment Rights Act currently allows a waiver of the notice period under special circumstances. And we are saying, well, this is what we are using at this time. But if this thing goes on for an extended period, there is a need to relook this situation, because many companies are continuing to keep people employed over the next 2 weeks. But if the government after 2 weeks says, look, we have to shut down for another 2 weeks or another month, a major decision has to be made by almost every company in Barbados at that time. And there will be no notice period allowed at that time. So we would either have to be all calling on the special circumstances, or the government decide during this COVID-19 period we are going to waive these requirements and ask that people advise their staff how they're acting accordingly at this time.
Ed Clark of the Barbados Private Sector Association on Sagicor's Early Business.